This is kind of a love story. During my studies in Würzburg, I was asked to sing Gli Amori di Teolinda by Meyerbeer with the orchestra. And I found out that it's a very virtuoso Italian cantata with, and actually a dialogue with the clarinet. And it was like a bravura aria, one of the pieces there. And I thought, well, actually, I thought Meyerbeer composed in French. And because as a coloratura soprano, you know Di Nora, the shadow aria. And that was something completely different. So I got curious, who was this Meyerbeer? And I found so many exciting things about this man who really, it seems when you listen to his works, he was a German Jew and he also wrote German operas. And each time when he writes Italian music, when he writes French music and when he writes German music, you think it's an Italian, a French, and a German composer. So I thought this is most exciting. And then you start dreaming, well, as a student, oh, maybe one day. And if I get the chance to record, one day a CD, I had two dreams. The first dream was the Mozart Salieri, and the second dream was the Meyerbeer. A CD with all Meyerbeer and all the different colors and facets in his works, and so now here we are, and it's really exciting, and I'm so happy. And I'm astounded that nobody has done this before and nobody had this idea before, because his music is beautiful and has so many beautiful melodies, and he has some surprising moments. Yes, and he dares to do things musically, like in the Étoile du Nord. It's a trio with two flutes, and it's very, very virtuosic, and it's amazing. Oui, je vais chaque jour. Vous écoutez l'entour, redire mon refrain d'amour. Oui, je veux chaque jour. Vous écoutez l'entour, redire mon refrain d'amour. Vous tenez au dîner. Oh, So, yeah, I think there are a lot of treasures we found, and I'm glad and happy if people love it and listen to it.